Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Becheiros is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilei Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Becheiros Daf Yud. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara just got through the Machlokes of Yehuda of Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds a Petach Hamor is Aser B'Hanah Kaidim Pidya. Before you pay the Petach Hamor, you're not allowed to have an offer from it. You need the Pidyan to be Mafkiah the Iser. And if Shimon knows, no, Petach Hamor is not Aser B'Hanah, you're allowed to have an Hanah before the Pinyon. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbu, Meidah Rabbi Shimon la'achar Arifa shehu Aser. Rabbi Shimon is Meidah that after you do the Arifa, let's say you did not, we're not paid the Petach Hamor, and therefore you're required to do Arifa, you have to knock off the head from the back with a kupitz. So then, if you do the Arifa, then it becomes Aser B'Hanah. You learn out from Egla Arufa, Be'egla Arufa, it's Aser B'Hanah. And you learn out the word Arifa, Gzeir Shava, from Egla Arufa. So we'll go more into the Inyan of the Isra Anah, according to Rabbi Shimon, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda after Arifa, Be'ez Hashem, when we get to Daf Yudam and Be'ez, a little bit later in this year, because that's where the Ikkar Sugya of the Isra Anah is in Daf Yudam and Be'ez. Right now we'll go a little bit into the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara till now. Rava said, "Mino aminala." How does Rava know that Reb Shimon holds its Aser B'Hanah after the Arifa? The Tanya, "Ha'arlo klai kerem v'shar niskal v'egarufa v'tzipari mitzayra u'petach hamar abasa v'cholav." All these things are Isuri Hanah. "Arlo klai kerem v'shar niskal egla arufa v'tzipari mitzayra petach hamar abasa v'cholav." Kulu metamim tumas eichlin. Even though they're Aser B'Hanah, no one's allowed to have enough from them. You have to throw them out. You're not allowed to eat them, nor are you allowed to give them to a guy. But they still have tumas eichlin because technically you can eat them. They're a food. They're just Aser B'Hanah. That doesn't make that they can't become tamei a tumas eichlin, the tumah that food could get. Reb Shimon aymekulam ein metamim tumas eichlin. Reb Shimon knows they're not metamei tumas eichlin. He dashes the pasuk mikol ha'eichel asheyei ochel that only food that could be eaten or at least could be given to someone else to eat, like you give it to a guy to eat, that would have a din of tumas eichlin. Masha'ein kain. Isuri Hanah is not metamei tumas eichlin. And the Gemara says, "Umaydir Reb Shimon b'basa b'cholav shematami tumas eichlin." Reb Shimon is maydir that basa b'cholav is matami tumas eichlin. Hail v'haisla shasa kasher. Since basa b'cholav at one point was an eichel before you cooked it, like Rashi says, so anything that was an eichel at one point, even though now it became aser b'hanah and it's no longer an eichel, but since it was an eichel at one point, it has a shasa kasher. So therefore, Reb Shimon is maydir that it has tumas eichlin. So the Gemara is mefab a little bit, but the final line the Gemara says is Vim Isa del Acharifa Shari of Shimon listening Maidar Shimon Petah Chamara Basa B'Chol Shimatam and Tumas Eichlin. If you're going to say that according to Reb Shimon, Petah Chamara is not Aser B'Hanah, so why did he only single out Basa B'Chol? Of course, it has a Shasa Kaishu, and the Gemara also points out Reb Shimon happens told that it's Mutah B'Hanah, but either way, Basa B'Chol, he says, is Matam and Tumas Eichlin from that list. If Petach Hamor is Mutah B'Hanah according to Rabbi Shimon, so Petach Hamor should also be an exception, and Rabbi Shimon should say that Petach Hamor is also Matami Tumas Eichlin. Elamai, because after Arifa, it's Aser B'Hanah, and Pashas, because the Braisa would be talking about after Arifa, he didn't say there's an exception of Petach Hamor, because after Arifa, it would be Matami Tumas Eichlin, it would not be Matami Tumas Eichlin lefi Rabbi Shimon, because it's Aser B'Hanah. That's the Rav Rava's Raya, that Rav Shimon's Maida, that after Arif, it's Aser B'Hanah. So first, Rashi Shtalsach on a Shaila. What's a Negeya Tumas Eichlim when we're dealing with Petach Hamor? It has Tumas Nevela. Petach Hamor is an Avah Tumah because it has Tumas Nevela. A dead Hamor is a Nevela. So what's a Negeya Tumas Eichlim? Tumas Eichlim is a Rishon L'Tumah. Eichel becomes Tameh from an Avah Tumah. And can only be metame eichlin umashkin, it can't be metame odim and kelim. Why is that negeya? Anyway, the basar of a chamar is a nevela, so it should have tumas nevela, it should be an avatumah. So Rashi says two teretzim. One teretz is that we're talking about yeshechted the chamar, and it's still jumping around, it's still mefercheses. So the halach is as follows, it's a gemar in chulin. That normally, a behemoth tmei, which is mefercheses, is not considered an eichel, because you can't eat it yet when it's so as long as it's mefercheses. But if a behemoth tahira is shechted for a yid, in that case, you're allowed to eat it, even though it's being mefecheses, even though it's still jumping around. But the din is shechita is a heter, and after shechita, you are allowed to eat the behemoth tahira. So the Gemara in Chulin says a chiddush that even a behemoth tmeya, which you can't eat while it's being mefecheses, but if a yid shechs a behemoth tmeya for a guy, even though it won't be matirit, but since by a yid, when he shechs a behemoth tahira, it's mutter, so even by a behemoth tmeya that he shechs for a guy, that's considered a machshava to make it into an eichlim, that would be considered a food. But as far as Tumas Nevelos is concerned, it's still considered alive. As long as it's being Mefecheses, Mefecheses Areyu Kechaya, and it's still alive. So that's Rashi's first teretz, why it's Negei Tumas Eichlin. Tumas Nevela, for Tumas Nevela has to be dead. But for Tumas Eichlin, as long as it's being Mefecheses, as long as it's jumping around, and a Yid Shechs it, that would be considered an Eichel, it could get Tumas Eichlin and not Tumas Nevelis. That's the first teretz. Second teretz, Rashi says, is that Emerson has Tumas Nevelis, but Nevelis has a shear. He needs a kazayis. If it's not a kazayis, then it can't be metame. Mashen can Eichlin, if it would have a din of Tumas Eichlin, so then, even though Eichlin needs even a bigger shear, it needs a beya, but the point is, if you would be able to mitzaref it to other meat, which is not an nevela, let's say shechted meat, and you put it all together, and now you have a kebeya of eichlin, so then it's negeya. If, because of its isser or no, it's not metumas eichlin, it won't be mitzayef to the eichlin, and therefore it will remain tar, because there's no shear of a beya. Now, Shaki, now that we're saying it's metam metumas eichlin, so he's saying, what's in negeya? It's anyways, tumas nevelas is not a kezayis. So what's in the gay tumas eichlin? It's mitzaref to the shir bay with other eichlin. Those are the two terutzim that Rashi says to answer this kasha. So the Svasemish stelts sich up on Rashi that the first teretz doesn't seem to stim, because Agamar is saying that we're talking about after Arifa. Agamar is trying to bring a raya from this, or Shimon is made after Arifa. And Rashi has a kasha anyway, it's tumas nevelas. And Rashi says we're talking about he shechted it for a guy to eat. And there, when it's mefecheses, it's metami tumas eichlin and not tumas nevelis. It's still jumping around, but it's metami tumas eichlin because since the yid shechted it, and if the yid shechs the behemoth teira, that makes it mutter to eat, so behemoth teira also obliges a machshava for tumas eichlin. But Agamar is trying to say that according to Reb Shimon, after the arifa, it's asa bahana. If he shechted it, so then there's no arifa. If there's no arifa, so why is it asa banal if you're Reb Shimon? Vayter Reb Shimon would have to be made by Petach Amar, because we're not talking about after arifa. After arifa, anyone is tumas nevelis. We're talking about by a shechita, and by a shechita, it's not asa banal if you're Reb Shimon. Thus, Vayter Svasem is a gavaldig akasha. His son-in-law writes in the brackets that he thinks that Rashi's first teretz is going like Reb Yehuda, that a petach amar is also mana mechaim. He brings some Rashi menachas that way. But l'chari doesn't shim with our sugya. Our sugya brought this in to bring a raya there of shimin holes that petach amar is also after narifa. If you could only zetz ein, the brisa that's talking about he shechted it for a guy, that means it wasn't an arifa. So vaita, you're back with the same kasha. So why isn't Reb Shimon made by petach amar? He holds his mutter bana. Had he answered by saying that Reb Shimon holds it after if it's also bana, when Agamar is not talking about an arifa. M'chari b'hechach, you're going to have to say Rashi's second there, it's a torment after the arifa, and it's negei at tumas eichlin, when you have less than a kezayis, so anyway, you can't have enough for tumas nevelis, and it's negei at tumas eichlin to mitzaref to the shir beya. That's as far as said, Mrs. Kasha. I saw in the Mishnah Sur Baron, he has chedushim on the blat of the Mishnah Sur Baron. He says a very happy teretz. He says, "Be'emison, while it's being mefarcheses, you anyway can't give it to a guy. It's anyway not called the eichel shat yochel achil acherim, because while it's being mefarcheses, it's even menachai. It's aser for a guy to eat it while it's mefarcheses. Mefurish in chulin. It's considered even menachai. Mefarcheses areu kachai. It's only has tumas eichlin because since by Behema Torah will be mutter, because Shechit is a matter, and even for Goyim will be a matter, because mi can midi do Yisrael Sharu Lakam Aser, something which is mutter to a Yid would have to be mutter to a Goy. So then, since by Behema Torah it's that way, so by Behema Tmei also it's called Machshavas Achila, even though you can't actually eat it. But Rav Shimon that holds you need Eichel Shetiochel Achila Lacherim, it's the Chayvim and Achai. So anyone can't be Machil Lacherim. So Oibazai should be shredded the other way. So what's the raya b'chal that it's also b'hano? Ba'ilam it's mutter b'hano. And the reason why Rav Shimon holds it's not matam and tumas eichlin is because a yid can't eat it because it's v'heimet tmeir, and he can't be machal achayim because it's evim and achay. So the Teretz says, Rav Shimon holds kolayimit. Rav Shimon holds kolayimit lift this kapadli down there. Rav Shimon holds as long as something could become mutter, that's called its mutter already, b'negei tumas eichlin. So the fact that it's evim and achai, that will not make it any achal la'achal acherim, because it could die. And as soon as it dies, it could be machal acherim. So already now it could have machshevis, it could already have tumas eichlin because it's oimit to die. It's being mefachesis, but it's going to die soon. So it's called the kol oimit. So haja kusha l'duchta. So why taka, according to Reb Shimon, is it not matamit tumas eichlin? The Teretz says, because we don't know if it's going to die. Because right now you're mechuyif to be paid it, even though it's mefecheses. Mefecheses areu kechaya. V'mloy sif devar aftai. And if you're not paid it, you're mechuyif to do arifa. So maybe it'll do arifa. So we don't know that it'll be paid it, and then it'll be mutter to give it to a guy after it dies. Maybe he'll do arifa. So if after arifa it's still mutter banos, even after arifa you can give it to a guy. So it's yachal achil lachayim. Right now it's evim and achay. But as soon as it dies, whether it dies on its own or whether you do arifa, it's mutter to give it to a guy. It's kol ha'imid. That will be called yachal achil acherim. So that's what the Gemara says, that if you after arifa, it's also ba'na. So now it's not necessarily aimed to become mutter, because could be you'll do arifa and it'll become aser. That's Rava's raya, that Petra Chamar is also ba'na after arifa. Even though now you didn't do arifa according to the first lashon of Rashi, you did shechita. And it's being mefecheses, but in the heintig amatzv, anyway, you can't give it to a guy. It's evim and achai. You only want it to be metamit to maseichlin because it's oimit to die. So Rava says, but since after arifa it's asabana, and you could do arifa, so it's not necessarily oimit to become mutter, that's why Shimon holds that it's not metamit to maseichlin. He writes, it's nachem oid, achapi teretz. Very geschmack, but maybe more partial you could say, veislich nisht. That maybe the kavanah of Rashi is you shechted it in order to be meichel to a guy, and it's being mefecheses, and now you did a arif on it after the shechita, and it's still mefecheses. So it's not matamei tumas nevela because it's still mefecheses, but he still could be called an eichel because since you originally shechted it in order to give it to a guy, and when you shechted in order to give it to a guy, it's chalon it mechsheves eichlim, it's chalon it a din tumas eichlin. Even though it's daser, even though it's being mefecheses. So now that you do the arifa, if the arifa won't aser bahana, it won't be mafkir the din tumas eichlin. Because it's still being mefecheses, that's why it's not metumas nevela, but there's no reason why you should mafkir the tumas eichlin, it's not because you cut the back of the neck now. As I would say, maybe the teretz, but if in pashit, you have to know the Gemara in Chul and Afchaf Aleph, at least has it said that if you cut off the entire head of the behema, even if it's being mefecheses, it has tumas nevelas. It's considered nevela mechayim. But I think it's only when you cut off the entire head. Could be you mechayim the arifa by just cutting the mefrekes, and now you have the simanim because of the shechita, but still the raiv vaser is kayim, it wouldn't necessarily be a nevela mechayim. That's what I might say to answer the kasha. The chazer over bekitzer. Rashi in his first lashon and asked the kasha, what's it negeya tumas eichlam by the petach amar? In any way, as tumas nevelas. In this first lashon, he says, you did a shechit on it, you shechted reiv shnayim for a guy, and therefore the din is, and it's still mefecheses, so it's not a nevela because it's mefecheses, but it's still metame tumas eichlin, because when a yid shechs a behemet tmei for a guy, it's metame tumas eichlin, even though he can't eat it. Shtel sech the kasha, but if he didn't do the arif on it, so what's the Gemara saying that according to Reb Shimon, it's also no, because of the arifa? There was no arifa, so Vayter Reb Shimon should be made by Petach Amar. So Rav Aaron says a Torah, it's because you can't be Meichel to a guy, because it's Eivim and Achai. But if it will be Mutter after the Arifa, so it will be called the Meichel guy, because it's Eimer to be Meichel to a guy. But since you can't have an Orphan after the Arifa, it's not necessarily Eimer to be Meichel to a guy, because it could be a Lu Arifa. That's why it's called any Achal Achal Achairin. And I say a Torah, that Rashi means you did the Shechita, and it's being Mefecheses, and after you did the shkita, it's yard, it's already yard to the Tumas Eichel, then you did the Arifa, and it's still being Mefecheses, so it's not an Avela, but now that you did the Arifa, you asked the Banah. That's the case Reb Shimon holds, that it's no longer Metame Tumas Eichel, because you asked the Banah, because of the Arifa. And it's not a Kasha Tumas Nevela, because it's still being Mefecheses, you did first the shkita to make the Tumas Eichel, then you did the Arifa, so you need the Isser Hanah to be Mefkia, the Tumas Eichel. And the Biskarov says an interesting Arab, because the Gemara says that Basa B'chalav has a Shasa Kaisha. So Rashi asks, why doesn't Shor HaNiskal, Egla Arufa, and Tzipori Mitzayro, why don't they all have a Shasa Kaisha? Because they all weren't Asa Bana, the Shor HaNiskal wasn't Asa Bana before the Psak Bezin to make it a Shor HaNiskal. And the Egla Arufa wasn't Asa Bana before you did the Egla Arufa to it. And the Tzipori Mitzayro wasn't Asa Bana before you did the Tzipori Mitzayro. So what's the pshat that then I call the Shasa Kosher? So Rashi says, because behema b'chaya b'cheskes isser emendis. Since the behema, while it's alive, is b'cheskes isser, so that's why it's not called the Shasa Kosher. So the Briskerov is ma'ir, that you're going to have to learn up in Rashi that behema b'chaya b'cheskes isser emendis doesn't mean a cheskes isser of ena zavucha, or a cheskes isser of nevela, because the fact that it's asa to a yid doesn't make it ois to a maseichon if it's mutter to a guy. You're going to have to say becheskes isra emendis means the isra of evim and achai, that it's not yachal achil lacherim, and it never was yachal achil lacherim, because when it was alive, there was an isra of evim and achai. But Zag de Briskerov, the Luli de Virashi, he would have said, that's that. A behem that's alive is not makabal tuma. It has to have a time where it did have a din of tuma seichon, masa b'cholob. Before you cook the basa b'chalav together, it was an eichel, it was mekabel tumah. Mashenket, a live animal doesn't have tumas eichelin. So the Briskerov says it seems that the Rashi is standing on, and Ben Yigar Shemosa says the same thing, that as long as it was shayach to eat, even if it's not an eichel, behemoth's alive is not considered an eichel, you don't need a live behemoth. But if it would be shayach to eat, that would be enough to give it a shasa kosher. You wouldn't call it an eni roi l'hachal acherim, because it was shayach, even though at that time it wasn't an eichel. Now yes, in the Gemara Menachos, the Kuf Aleph and Beis, it also discusses the svar of shasa kosher, and there it was talking about plants that are considered, they don't have a shasa kosher, even though they weren't asa when they were mechuber. But mechuber is not called a shasa kosher. So Bishloima, if you name on like what he's saying, that if it never had a tayrus eichel, even if it was mutatit, but it didn't have a tayrus eichel, so kolzman it's mechuber, so it doesn't have a tayrus eichel, that's not called a shasa kosher. But Eibazai, why can't you say that kolzman the animal's alive, even without the isser, it doesn't have a tayrus eichel? Elamai, you need an isser, you need, in order to say it didn't have a shasa kosher, you need it was impossible to machal at lachem, you need an isser. So how come by mechuber, that's cool that it's not a shasa kosher, there's no isser, as I affected Briskerov. I wanted to say, I'll pee what I saw to Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shmuas and Chul Naf Bezim and Bez, that he says there's a big chilik between the mechuba not being mekabel tuma and a live animal not being mekabel tuma. Mechuba not being mekabel tuma is exeris akasav. It's a teres kainim on the pasuk in Shmini, the chibum nevasim akal zere ziru ashey zerei atar hu, that anything that's mechuba is not mekabel tuma, period. There's a halacha. It's one that noam of Kabbalah's tum, it has to be tolish. Mechub is not mekabel tumah be'etzim. Masha'en kein, a live animal, there's no din really that a live animal can't be mekabel tumah stam because it's alive. The reason why a live animal is not mekabel tumah is because it happens not to be an eichel. You need machshava. Something which is not stam el achil needs machshava. On a live animal, there's no machshava. People don't eat live animals. And v'harayah, like the Gemara we just said over that, mefecheses areyu kechaya, when you shech the behemoth tmeya, for a guy, it's really live. A mefecheses is considered alive. Legabi ol dinam, legabi the din of reiva v'nirva, is considered alive. There's a issa skila for reiva v'nirva by a mefecheses, even though there's a shrita. Hakaponim by a behemoth tmei itzicha that way. And that's why it's not makabel tumas nevelas. It's alive. Now, since by behemoth teira the shrita is makshir la'achila, so behemoth tmei also is considered makshavet yamakshir la'achila, but it really is alive. So there's no halacha that in order for something to have tumas eichlin, it has to be dead. A live animal could be mekabel tumas eichlin. It happens to be a live animal is not an eichel. It doesn't have, you don't have machshava sechil. You need machshava, like the Gemara says. So mel legabi shasa kaisher, even if you didn't have machshava, it was alive. But it doesn't matter. Since be'etzim it could have had a tayrus tumas eichlin, it was missing machshava, but it could have had a tayrus tumas eichlin. That's called a shasa kaisher. That's why Rashi says you need behem mechia becheskes isser emedes to tell you it was impossible to have tumas eichlin because it wasn't yachal achil lacherim. It didn't have a shasa kosher. Now, shegin by mechuber is mufka from being mekabel tumas eichlin altogether. Mechuber is mufka from kabbalas tuma. Period. It's exeris akasav. So therefore, the fact that it's mutta doesn't help. It has another afkar from being mekabel's tuma. It's mechuber. It's not the pshat stam that it's not an eichel. It happens not to be an eichel. The pshat is mechuber can't be mekabel tuma. Exeris akasav. As a male, that's why by mechuber it wouldn't be called a shasa kosher, even if it doesn't have an iser. That's how you could say pasha the teretz on the brisker of zara. So let's see the Gemara vayta now. The Gemara brings a raya that Reb Shimon has to be made by petach hamar that it's also bana after arifa, because if not, so why wouldn't he say by petach hamar? Why wouldn't he say that it is mitami to maseichlin because it's muta bana l'shitasei? So the Gemara says, "Either chashav lehachinami. If you had machshava hachinami, that Avad Reb Shim would say it would be metame to maseichlin. Hachemaskin and doy chashav alei. We're talking about he didn't have machshava. He didn't have machshava. That's why it's not metame maseichlin. There was no machshava. Because normally a chamar is not lachil like Rashi says. So the Gemara asks the kasha. So what's pshat in the rabbanon if there's no machshava? Metamei metame rabbanon. Amru rabbanon kamedav sheishes hal v'yisurei chayshvei. Since it's Asr, the Isr makes Machshava. The Isr makes Machshava. Rashi says that the Isr, that the Torah asked it to Yisrael, makes it an Eichel. Because he can't say it's Asr unless it's Royal Achila for a guy. So Rashi says, if the Torah went and said it's Asr, that Gufa gives it a shame Eichel, the fact that the Torah had to Asr to Yisrael, Rashi says it's an Eichel for a guy. So the Gemara at this point, the Gemara wanted to say, it's a Machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanon, do we say the story of Yisurei Cheshvei? Something which is not stamil achila, it's not meant to be eaten, but the Torah said it's asa to eat. Does that alone, that the Torah said it's asa to eat, does that alone mean that it has to be an eichel that's mekama, that's metami tumas eichel? So there's an interesting Mishnah Lamelech that's negay here, because there's a machleikis rishainim, a very interesting machleikis rishainim. The Rambam, Menuchas Mecholos Asuris Perek Beis Locha Gimel, says that if somebody eats from the basar of a Adam, if someone eats the flesh of a human being, he says there's no malchus. Doesn't say in the Torah you now eat the flesh of a human being, but he says it's an assay. There's an iser assay to eat the flesh of a human being. There's a chaya sheteichlu. Rashi says if it's not a chaya and a behemah, you can't eat it. That's an iser assay not to eat besar adam. That's a shita saramba. Kamri shaynim say, not like the Rambam, Kamri shaynim hold there is no iser de raisa on besar adam. There happens to be an Isser, at least by Yisrael, of being nene from a mace. That happens to be an Isser deraisa. But there is no Isser deraisa be'etzim of eating besar Odom. Ramban, the Rajba, the Raiva, the Ran, a lot of Rishayim hold there's no Isser. But the Ram holds is an Isser assay. So the Mishnah Lamelech, Haifanart, the Nilchas Mechalas Asuris Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, he asks a kasha from our Gemara. Our Gemara has a whole discussion about this din of Yisurei Cheshvei. The Gemara brings Rayas from the Mishnayas and Uksin. Do you say Yisurei Cheshvei or not? Now the Mishnah and Uksin, before the Mishnah the Gemara brings, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, says that if someone cuts a piece of meat from a person, it's not Metumei Tumas Eichel without Machshava. And our Gemara doesn't bring it into the discussion. L'chari, that should be a Raya, that you don't say Yisurei Cheshvei. And that Mishnah itself has Reb Shimon in the Seif of the Mishnah, so you can't say the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. So that should be a raya, that you don't say Issa Cheshvei. So from the fact the Gemara didn't bring a raya from the Mishnah Uksin that says that if you cut flesh from a person, it's not Matami Tumas Eichem without Machshava, that should be a raya that cutting flesh from a person is not an Issa Deraisa. Like the Rishayim holds not an Issa Deraisa, because according to the Ram that holds it's an Issa Deraisa and Issa Asay, why shouldn't the Gemara bring this as a raya that you don't say Issa Cheshvei? That's for the Mishnah Lamelech. But he says it's al karchach not a raya kineg of the Rambam, because the same Mishnah also says that if you cut flesh from a behemah and an oif, it also needs machshava, and that's certainly aser. That's basa menachai. That's certainly aser, and you don't say isur chayshvay. So he says I explained in a different place why that's not a kasha, and who adin the cutting flesh from the adam is also not a kasha. That's like the Mishnah Lamelach there on the Rambam, Perik Beis Alacha Gimel. No, we don't know where this other place is. It never got published. So we have two gevaldige kashas. One kasha is that why the Gemara bring a raya v'isurei chayshvay from Besar Adam, lefi the Rambam that holds that Besar Adam is an Isser Asay. So why, when you cut flesh from an Adam, why do we say it needs machshava? You should say isurei chayshvay. The Gemara should have at least brought it for a raya, and you can't say it goes to Reb Shimon because there's Reb Shimon in the Sefer. That's one kasha. And the other kasha is that same Mishnah says, min a behemah, min a oif. It also needs machshava. And everyone's masking with that saucer. So what's damshat? Why isn't that a raya that you don't say Yisurei Chayshvay? These are the kashas in the Mishnah Lamelech. So the Yerushalmeich there, oif and oif, he says like this. He says, in behemah and oif is not a kasha b'chalal. Because Rashi says, what's a pshat in Yisurei Chayshvay? Since the Torah told us it's asur, I says it is a meichel for goyim. That would mean if it's asur for Eden and mutter for goyim, so it's called a meichel for goyim, because the Torah said Eden can't eat it. But when you cut a basur off a behemah and a oif, even goyim can't eat it. It's betzeif and a chai, it's basur and a chai, no one could eat it. So b'chai gavli don't say isachayshvay. Isachayshvay means if the Torah asked it for one person, and matted it for another one, so then you say that since the Torah had to ask it for this one, by stays it's an eichel for the one he was matted for. But if it wasn't matted for anyone, it's not an eichel b'chlal. So that's why it's not a kasha from the chaytech, basa from behemah naif. So now we're back straight to the kasha and the Rambam. Because if you're going to say that pesar oif, pesar adam I mean, is an isser asay, avad that's only an isser asay for Eden, Goyim don't have that asay. So Yidin would have an Isser Deraisa. Goyim wouldn't have an Isser. So why did my Basar Adam say Isser Chayshvay? The Gemara didn't bring it. So this should be a riot that Basar Adam is Mutter Mideraisa Akoponim for everyone. Hazak Dar Sameach, a Harif is the Gevart. He says, what's the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan hold you say Isser Chayshvay? And if Shimon holds, you don't say Isser Chayshvay. So Hazak Dar Sameach, I'm going to start to another Machlekes. In Makkas Daf Yud Gimel, the Rabbanan say for Malkus you need a Kazayis. And if Shimon holds, you don't need a Kazayis for Malkus. You don't need a Kazayis. Anything you eat is already Aser. You ready to get Malkus. And the Gemara in Taisus and Shuas and Daf Kof Gimel wants to say that who would in Shalek Derech Hanah, Shalek Derech Achila, since if Shimon holds, you don't need a Shia Kazayis, who would then you get Malkus by Shalek Derech Achila? So Pshat's like this. The saying Surah Cheshvay is a pshat, if the Torah says that you get Malkus on a Kazayis, the Rabbanan hold you need a Chashava Achila in order to get Malkus. So Mel, that's Yisurei Chayshvay. What's the Chashivas? It's B'chlal not an Eichel. Elamai, it's an Eichel. But that's only according to the Rabbanan, that hold you need a Chashava Achila to get Malkus. You need a Kazayis, you need Kederech Achilasai. Rav Shimon holds even a Kosher gets Malkus, even Shalei Kederech Achilasai. You don't need any Chashivas. So Mel, he doesn't hold of Yisurei Chayshvay. Zak there, that's only by a lav, where there is a Shia Kazayis, there there's a Din Chashivas in order to get Malkus. Mashenke by an assay. There's Bechlal and Afkamina by an assay, whether you eat more than a Kazayis or less than a Kazayis, no Afkamina Klal. The Isser assay, the Isser is even by a Chatzi Shia. The Chiv, there is no Chiv. So a Mela, any time the Isser is an Isser assay, wouldn't be Shaykh Isuri Chayshvay. So Mel, that's why by Besar Adam, even if you say it's an Isser Asay, but since there's no Chiv, there'll be no Sorev Yisur HaChayshvay. Yisur HaChayshvay is only if you need Chashivas like the Rabbanan, and you only need chashivas if there's malchus. You need chashivas got malchus. You need a shek zayis. You need kederach achilasay. Now shaking if all of this is an isra say. So Rabbanu, I'm asking to Rav Shimon, there's no din chashivas, and merely you wouldn't say isra chashivay. That's the arsenech shtekel. One more interesting nekuda in the shackle of the Tari here is Reb Shimon's svarim. The Gemara brought in a svarim from Reb Shimon that a gomel, a neves, shofen, and chazir don't need machshav or hechshir. Other behemoths, tmeis do, but a gomel, a neves, shofen, and chazir don't. And Reb Shimon said the reason is because since they have simanei tahara. So somehow, legabe being considered an eichel, even though normally a behemoth tahira is considered an eichel without machshava, and a behemoth tmei and not. But Reb Shimon says there's a difference that the behemoth tmei has one simen taira, so it's somewhat closer to a behemoth taira, and therefore it doesn't need machshava. So there's an interesting shakla v'tarya in the Sefer Zera Avram between a Avram Liftover, who was the son-in-law of the Arsameach, with Reb Nachum Zemba from Prague. The whole Sefer, they have a lot of letters back and forth. So they were discussing, the Marit says that the Simani Tara, the Simani Tumah that we have by the Behemoth Tmeis, split hooves and chewing the cud, is not the Sib of the Tumah in the Tara Bechlal. It's just a Simon, it's just a means of identification. And as Raya is, because you see that if it has Simani Tumah, but it's born from a par, we had the Gemara earlier, it's Tar. And if it has Simani Tara and it's born from a Gomel, it's Tumah. The question is what minin is. The simanim are just a way to identify which minim are minei tara and which minim are minei tami, but they don't contribute to the tum and the tara of the animal. So Rav Ram Luftov asked him from this Gemara. This Gemara says if it has one simen tara, so then it doesn't need machshava. If the simanim tara have nothing to do with the tum and tara, it's just a means of identification, so why should one simen tara make any difference at all? So Zakta Bevram, the pshat is Rav Shimon l'shitasei. Rav Shimon early in the Avamim Abay said that a gomel shenoyled min hapar is takatame. So you see, according to Rav Shimon, the simanim do make a difference, because even if it's noyled min hapar, but it's a gomel, it doesn't have the simanim tire, so it's tame. So Rav Shimon l'shitasei holds that way. That's why Rav Shimon holds if it has one simanim tire, it doesn't need machshav. Rav Shimon l'shitasei holds that simanim tire do make a difference. The Merit was going with the Don that we hold that a Gomel Nel Menapar is Tar. Rav Shimon holds that a Gomel Nel Menapar is Tameh, he tak holds the Simanim do make a difference. And with that, he answers another Kasher that Rav Nachum Zemba asked him from a Taisa Nida Venkamakam Maharich. Rav Nachum Zemba had a tain on him that even Rav Shimon holds it's not the Simanim that a Kaveh. But Harai, the other way, if a Gomel gave birth to a par, Reb Shimon's maskim it's usher. We spoke about this earlier, and he says you can't say it's only usher because yaitzim and atame tame. Because you see, mamish get malchus for it. You see, it's mamish considered a min tame, like we discussed earlier. So even Reb Shimon's maskim that the ikur is the min. Reb Shimon happens to hold the xeris akasim that even if it's a min tar, the simani tuma also make a tame. But he said, b'chidushi erachti, explain b'chidushim what the pshat ne'gemar is, and we never got those chidushim. The Rogachava in the Tzavnis Paneach, in the beginning of Milchus Machalas Asuris, Perek Aleph, Alecha Aleph, he tackles now like the Merit. He holds that it's a simanim that a kaveya. He brings rayas, and he says that gomel that's ne'elim in aparam is tar, that's exeris akasuv. That since it was ne'elim in aparam, it doesn't need its own simanim to be matar. It's good enough it has a simanim of the simanim of the parents are matired of lot also. But be'etzim the simanim are goyim the tire like the mashmayis of Agamara. The Metchili wanted to make a chilek, but that's only a simanim, and he brings rayas from the Rambam, it's only a simanim which are in the Torah, like the simanim of Behemah and Chaya, which are in the Torah, that it has to be Mefreshes Parsa and Malageira, and also the simanim of Dagim, Snapik, Haskeses. But the simanim of Eifes, even though the Mishnah identifies simanim to Eifes, that's Bisera, Yeshel Zephyr, Kukavani Niklaf, but that's not in the Torah, so those are just ways of identifying the kosher birds. They're not really the ones that are Goyim the Torah. But he says, you see in Agamara, by Erev also it says that Shani Erev Hel Vyeshbu Simani Torah, that Erev has Simani Torah, so Mel doesn't need Machshava. So you want the mechalik that those three simanim we mentioned, the etzbi yaseirim has an extra toe, and kurkavan and niklaf, its kurkavan could be peeled easily, and the eshla zethek, that it has a crap, those are just identifying things. But the other simon of deiris, the question is that aif tame is deiris, and aif tar is not deiris, that simon he held was kadeh. The deiris itself does make a tame. And he says you have to say the oirev, it's a shayl and the rishayim, how to learn it, but it's a very complicated sugi and chulin, but you have to say lefizah, the oirev is not deiris. So since it has a simon tire of not being deiris, deiris is a simon that causes a tumah. And male, if it doesn't have that simen, that's why it wouldn't need machshava. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now brings a new raya. The Gemara brings a brice that says, Esvei le'rotzu l'vdeisei, if he doesn't want to be paid to the petech amar, orfei bekupitz me'achariv, he knocks off its head with a kupitz, with a butcher's knife from the back, v'ase banah dev Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Matir. And that's a raya that Reb Shimon, even after he holds his mutter banan, and the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara brings further in the brisa, lo yimisenu lo yibakona, v'lo yibamagol, v'lo yibakarnda, v'lo yibamagirim, that he should not kill it with a kona, a reed, a magol, a sickle, a kardam is an axe, a magira, a saw, v'lo yachnisenu l'cheide v'inol delos l'fana v'shul shayamus. And he shouldn't just lock it in a room and starve it to death. And then again it says, V'asa b'gizav ha'avayda divrev yud, divrev shimin matir. And the Gemara again wants us to be a raya, that here they're arguing about mechayim, v'asas, earlier they're arguing about after arifa. But before we get to the isra no aspect, first a little bit on arifa itself. One interesting nekuda is that the Tesefta, in Perek Aleph Halachavav, says, V'asa kein yatsa. After it says, that ema misenais lo makal lo bekanav lo bekaid vol megeram vaich nesena lechedev yinol delos pefanav. It says masa kein yatsa, and the Marie Kirkus and the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim Perek Yudbeis Halacha Zayin brings down the Tesefta and says upashatu. But lechayr it's a little bit shver, because I can understand if you did a rifa with another instrument rather than a kuvitz, you did it with a kardom. I could understand that Yaitse, I could even understand you calling it Pashat, but if you machnis l'cheder, v'nol delos b'fanav, how is that arifa b'chlal? Why would you be Yaitse? So Nehemiah says, it is a little bit shver. The Torah doesn't say anything about a kupitz as opposed to another tool. So b'shloima, a magira, a saw, it could be the ikka what it's telling you is that it has to be, the head has to be chopped off as opposed to sawed off. It has to be knocked off through a blow, rather than through a cutting or sawing motion. Not a lacha vaiva. But what would be the difference between a kardam and a kupitz? A kardam would seem to be like an axe, a kupitz like a butcher's knife. But what would be the chilek exactly between the two? I saw him, Chaim Knievsky, in the Sefer Derech Emunah on the Rambam, and Hilchas Bikurim, he discusses it. He says, could be because it's a din that has to be done kederech, and the way you chop off an animal's head is with a kupitz, not with a kardam. It's called shaloi kederech. So that's a bissel shver, but then I can understand why you'd be yetzib in the evid. But how would you be yetzib in the evid by locking it in a room that wouldn't be seem to be arifa b'chlal? So I saw Reb Chaim Knievsky there in the Tzion Halacha brings down that the girsa of the Ur Zeruah, Simon Tav Tzadik is a masakein lo yatsa, and the chaste David on the Tesefta says that since the Rambam didn't bring down a Masa Kein Yatsa, Vaisis, that was his Girsa also, that a Masa Kein Lo Yatsa. And if you don't do that Rifa, the way the Torah prescribes that Rifa, you're not Yetzin and Mitzvah Sarifa. That's one Nakuda. A second Nakuda is, there's an interesting Machlekes Rambam in Ravid. The Rambam counts the Mitzvah of Pedi and the Mitzvah of Arifa as two separate Mitzvahs. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he discusses, why does he count it as two separate Mitzvahs, and not two chalokim of one mitzvah. But that's a different shmuz. Lamaisa, he does count the mitzvahs pediha and the mitzvahs arifa as two separate mitzvahs. And he says, mitzvahs that say lift this kaladim yishol petach amar beset, v'im lo yiratzu lifteisa mitzvahs say la'arfai. It's the beginning of Perek Yudbei Zilchus Bikurim. Shenemar petach amar tifte v'sev, v'im lo yisifte v'rafta, yushtei mitzvahs elu ne'egis b'chol mokim b'chol zman. So the Ravid says that ain't zim in al pilpul v'loim in al das ham yusheves shiachshu zeh b'mitzvah saseh. he doesn't consider it correct to count arifa as a mitzvah saseh. Afi sha'omru mitzvah digdem is the mitzvah arifa, loy shetechashiv mitzvah. It's not because the mitzvah arifa is counted as a mitzvah, avali aveiru umazik nikra, umafsid b'maynish al kayin. But it's really an aveiru umazik and a mafsid maman kayin. That's the lashon of the Ravid. So the Rambam counts arifa as a mitzvah, and the Ravid says, why are you counting as a mitzvah? It's an aveira, it's a mazik. It doesn't make any sense to count it as a mitzvah. So first, it's a bissel shver to understand Parshat Shan and the Ravid, because you can't say that the Ravid means, I mean, the Mishnah says, lo yu'atsu liftaisei arifai me'achayrev. And if all that is a knas, if you don't want to be paided, the knas is that you have to knock off its head. I mean, what does that mean? What does a pasuk mean? I mean, so be paid it. If you have no right to be irif it, so what does it mean if you don't want to be paid it, so then be irif it? You have no right to be irif it. It's an aveir, it's a mazik. If you don't want to be paid it, so be paid it. What do you mean don't want? So what's pashib shat in the ravit? So the advaz in Shuvah, Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Tzadik Vav, says that the Yisayna Dover is Avada the Ravid's maskim that if you cannot be paid it, you're mechuyev to be arifin, and then he would consider the mitzvah say. Let's say there is no kayin, you don't have a say, there is no way, somehow you're an einus completely on the pediya, but you could do an arifa, so then you're mechuyev to do the arifa, and that's what the pasuk says. And in that case, of course, the Ravid would tell you it's a mitzvah. The Ravid just bothered with the Rambam, that the Rambam is mashmana, even if you could be paid it, you just don't want to be paid it. Then you do arifa, and that he's calling that a mitzvah even in that case. And in that case, the Ravid says, no, you really have no right to do it. It's an aveir, it's a mazik. And in that case, he wouldn't be called a mitzvah. And the Ravid says, and what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam holds, he can't be mechalik, since if you can't be paid there to be called a mitzvah to be arifin, then if you could, you can't be mechalik in the mitzvah. But it still needs a little bit more beer, because the Mishnah says, which the Gemara here brings down, Imlo yiratza levdaisa arifa me'achayev, that if you don't want to be paid, that you're ayif it. What does that mean? Al karchach, you're not doing an aveir. So the Chazanish says, and the Chayyadis is Pasha, that the Ravid's maskin that you're not called a mevatel mitzvah to say when you do arifa. And you would be called a mevatel mitzvah to say if you don't do arifa. And that's why we have dinim of arifa. You have to do it me'achayrev. It has to be done with the kupitz. The halacha is how you do it. And the pshat is if you do an arifa, you're not a mevatel mitzvah to say. There is an eitzah what to do if you don't want to do a pidyon. You could get out of the mitzvah by doing an arifa, which you won't be able to get out of the mitzvah if you don't do the arifa. The Ravid has to be maskim to that. Now the Ravid holds it's not called a kiyum mitzvah, because the kiyum mitzvah is doing pidyah. Arifa is only if you're not going to do the mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah is a pidyah. So if, let's say, you can't do pidyah, so that's what the advisor is saying, that then you're going to have a kiyum with an arifa, because that's what you're mechuyev to do. Now, Shengen calls man, you could do a p'diyah, you don't want to do a p'diyah, so when you do the arifa, you taka pati yourself for doing the p'diyah, but that can't be called a kiyum mitzvah. Now, Shengen the Rambam holds, no, once it's called a kiyum mitzvah, if you can't do the p'diyah, who then if you could, and you just don't want to, it's still called a kiyum mitzvah. That's the chari d'pshad. Now, the Marin al-Ghazi brings from the Marash Kormizin, it's Kedush of Ksavyad, in Agayin, that he has a riot to derive it, because it says here in Agamar a little bit later that who hifsim amayna shakayin lefich hifsim amayna. So you see that it's a knas. He is mafsid amamakayin lefich hifsim amayna. So you can't call it a mitzvah, it's a knas. So again, I think he's maskim that the pshat is you're allowed to do that, you're not called a mevatel mitzvah say, but you can't be called a mekayim mitzvah, you're not doing anything positive by a rifa, it's just a Torah's way of allowing you not to do the mitzvahs p'diyah, you dave do the mitzvahs arifa, but be'ikir it's a knas, it has a p'sashem aveira, because you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. So the Marin al-Ghazi says that the mechilta really says it's tupshatim. The mechilta, the pasuk le'sifte v'arafte says, mikan amru mitzvahs p'diyah kedemis le'mitzvahs arifa. In other words, that's l'chadchila tifte v'sev him lo'y sifte v'arafte mikan amru mitzvahs p'diyah kedemis le'mitzvahs arifa. Davar acher im leisif devar after imenat pedeir feyu oil the banat anechse kain afne secha yevdu. So he says it's mefurish in the sefta that there's two mahalchim in the pasuk. There's one mahalach like the Mishnah, im loy ratzel if they say ofer me achayr of mitzvahs bedia kedemis le mitzvahs harifa. They're both mitzvahs with the bedia as a kedima. And davar acher, another pshat that the harifa is, since he's ma'abed mamun kayin lefichat hubed memaynay. So he says that the Tani Levi of the Gemara is another pshat. It's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that Arif is a mitzvah, and mitzvah is b'dis gedamis la mitzvah Arifa, and the din of who hifsim minus kayin lefich hifsim minay is the second pshat in the sefer that Arif is not a mitzvah. Like we said, it's a rishus, like the Chazanish says, it's a way to get out of the mitzvah, but it can't be called a key mitzvah of its own. It's just a way to get out of the mitzvah b'dia, and it's a knas. But the Minchas Chinuch points out that the Sefer HaChinuch brings them both down. The Sefer HaChinuch brings down, holds like the Rambam, that there's two mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah spedi and a mitzvah sarif, and mitzvah sarif is called a mitzvah. And he also brings down the din of who hifsim minus kail and fich hifsim amainai. Vaisis is not a steer necessarily. Vaisis, you can learn that even though there's a key in mitzvah varifa, and the key in mitzvah is the lefich, it's who rots lahavsim amish kail and fich hifsim amainai, and it's not a steer. He says, you see, by chalitza the same thing. Chalitza, we make a whole thing, we take off his shoe and we spit in front of him, we say, Kacha yasalisha shalivna is beisachit. It sounds like the chalitza is, came like a knas and an einish for not doing yibum, but still, chalitza is called a mitzvah. And still, he has a right to do chalitza, and he can kayin the mitzvah with chalitza. The Radvaz on the Rambam that we have in the Madurish Shapsi Frankel also makes this point. And he says, also interesting, he says, Tamati al Rav and the Rav that is Boki b'chadesh Seydus Teres Seinu HaKadosh, that he knows the Seydus HaTera, how could he call Arifis Petach Mara Mazak, he's Mesaknu, l'mishi yedei Seyd HaMitzvah. And Rav did the same things with Chalitza. Reb Chaim Kanevsky wants to be Mechalik, is interesting, he wants to be Mechalik, because the advice on the Rambam was bothered, why did the Rav make more of an issue here by Arifa, saying that it's not a mitzvah, then by chalitza or yid. There also, mitzvahs yid condemnus la mitzvah chalitza, mitzvahs yid condemnus la mitzvahs pediyah, but nevertheless, it's called a mitzvah. Why would Arifa be different? Just like chalitza, you have a choice, even though you're really supposed to yid, but if you don't want to, so you can do chalitza. And not only it's not a bittul mitzvah yid, but it seems to be a mitzvah for the atzmai. And the same thing with yid and pediyah. So Chaim Kanevsky says a very interesting teretz. He brings down a medrash, there's a medrash that says, in Parashas Vayeshev and Vayemoyin Yosef, that the medrash says that if even for a dvar mitzvah you could be mamayin, like it says, me'ein yavami, lashon of mian, so koshken for dvar aveir you could be mamayin. Can even refuse to do a mitzvah, koshken can refuse to do an aveir. That's a pella. So he brings the pshat from the Oil Yaakov, which I think is a dubna magid, that he says like this. He says, why did Torah give a mitzvah of chalitza? Why did Torah give an option of chalitza? The teretz is because, let's say the Yavam knows, he's not going to work out a marriage with this woman. It doesn't work. Not a good shidduch for him. So if he wouldn't have an option of chalitza, so what would he do? He'd do Yibam. But then he'd divorce her because he's not interested in being married to her. And the same thing with Yid. If there'd be a mitzvah of Yid without an option, so he'll do Yid and then divorce her. But the Torah doesn't like that idea. Even though you're allowed to do it, and you have a key in mitzvahs yibam or mitzvahs yid by Yom Evriya, and the Torah doesn't want such a thing. So mainly, if the marriage is not going to work, and he feels that it's not bakavadik, and it might bail b'asa bilas nus to go and just be bailer and divorce her. So mainly, that's why there's an option of chalitza and pediyah. But that's by chalitza, that's by yibum and yud. Mashenkin here by petach hamor, if he could be paid to the petach hamor, he just doesn't want to. So it doesn't make any sense. Why not? Alamayin good. The Torah said it's fine. It's okay. There is an option. You won't be called a mevatel mitzvah, say. But to call that a key mitzvah when there's mamish no reason why you shouldn't do the preferred way, that the Rav held had no pshat b'chalal. By chalitza and by yid, there is a reason. Because to stay married, he's not going to do, and he's not mechuyev to do. It's not even the mitzvah. He could mekayin the mitzvah even if he divorces her, and to marry her and divorce her right away, that's not the ratzon ha'Torah. So, that's why there's an option of chalitza and pediyah. Mashenkin here, there's absolutely no reason why he shouldn't be peida with the said. There's mamish no mokum for it. So, even though he could get away with it, and the ratzon of daisa there is a din arifai, And he's not called a bittul mitzvah, but you can't call that a key mitzvah b'chlal. That's how Reb Chaim Kanevsky explains the Ravid. So the Chaz are over. The Rambam says, and the Sefer Chinuch and others for him, that there's a mitzvah pedi and a mitzvah arifa, two separate mitzvahs. The Ravid's bothered that it shouldn't be called a mitzvah. And Kipshut did a taich in the Ravid is that even though Avadid is a din arifa, which you have to do in order to patty yourself in the mitzvah pedia, and Avad, if you do the mitzvah arifa, you're not called a mevatel mitzvah say. And if you don't, you are called a mevatel mitzvah say, but you still wouldn't call that a mitzvah because why aren't you doing the pedia? If it's an einus, so good, then it's a mitzvah. But if it's not an einus, he wouldn't call it a mitzvah. Why aren't you doing the pedia? Hashem and the Rambam says, no. The Torah gave you an option of arifa. There's two, you could be mekayim al-yidei pedia, you could be mekayim al-yidei arifa. Avad the pedia is more, there's this kedemus lemitzvah arifa. But if you don't want, for whatever reason, do the arifa, and that also be a key mitzvah. That's the Shita Saramba. And now let's go into a little bit the inyan of Isser Hanav. The Gemara has a machloikis about, according to Reb Shimon, that Petach Hamor is Mutabana, is there an Isser Hanav after arifa? Earlier, Rabbi said that it's also Bana because you learn an arifa from Egla Arufa. And now the Gemara says that Rav Nachman, Omer Rabavu, also says that after arifa it's Asr. Also learns that arifa from Egla Arufa. He brings a brisa. And the Gemara says that the brisa can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Asr even Mechayim. Elamai, the brisa is Reb Shimon. So you see that even according to Reb Shimon, it's Asr after arifa. So the Gemara says, Rav Shesha said, "V'shem of Safra, really the brisa go like Rabbi Yehuda." And we would think that the arifa is a mokum pedia medes, just like the pedia makes a mutter, the arifa also makes a mutter. Tells you a chiddush, and no, the arifa is still Asr after the arifa. The Gemara brought that as a machlokes with Shlokish, who also says Reb Shimon is made after arifa, and Reb Yechanan or Reb Elazar that says a dain he machlokes. Reb Aaron, in the Mishnah of Reb Aaron, he declares, according to Reb Yehuda, there's an issur before arifa and there's an issur after arifa. He says, Yesh lachgar, is it the same issur? It's just you would think that the arifa is matterit like pediyah kamashmon is not matterit. Well, no, batsim the arifa is matterit. Then there's a new issur of after arifa. The issur before arifa is one issur. The issur after arifa is a different issur. We'll see soon what a possible nafkamina would be. So he says that he holds that the pshat is it has to be a new issur. Because be'etzim, there's a klal that any time something is nasa mitzvasai, it takes off the issur hana. Once the mitzvah is done with it, that takes off the issur hana. Ein lach davish nasa mitzvasai yomayilim bay, except the Gemara has a whole arichas, Sarkim Dachavav and other places that there's only two cases. It's like Shnei Ksuvim Bom Ke'echad, Chumas Hadeshen, the ashes after Chumas Hadeshen, and Big Day Kuna, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur afterwards, where also is Xeris Akasav that it's Asher afterwards. That's Xeris Akasav that even though it's Nasa Mitzvasa, it still has an Isser Ana. But other things that are Nasa Mitzvasa, and it doesn't have an Isser Ana anymore. So Reb Aaron Tain is, once you did the arifa, it was nasa mitzvah, it should lose its isser anah. So merely you have to say that there's a new isser anah, a new chalais isser anah, not connected to the previous isser anah. The Karen Ayra, in Me'ilah Daf Yud Aleph from Abayz, he brings a raya from here that the holy site of nasa mitzvah is only by kachim. By kachim, there's a klal that once you did the mitzvah, any time a kachim or asa bana, you didn't, and you finish the mitzvah with them, then it becomes muta bana, with the exception of Chumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kuna. But other isuri ana that are not connected to kachim, there's no din of nasa mitzvasai. But he brings Taisus at the end of Temura that says, there it says, kol nisraf and afra mutter. Any time you burn an isuri ana, which you mechuyif to burn, like oil and clay akarim, you'll let have ana from the ashes, that's alsis yisayit of nasa mitzvasai. So you see, at least Taisus held that it wasn't only by kachim. So the Chayr Fi Taisis, from Baron's Taina, that the Isser Ano before the Arifa has to go off by the Arifa, because it's Nasa Mitzvasei. And Vaisais, the Torah is giving a new Chalais din Isser Ano, a new Isser Ano, on the Petach Hamar after Arifa, just like according to Reb Shimon, it becomes Asser Bana. The Chayr, that will be a good Raya, because according to Taisis, Nasa Mitzvasei is even not by kachim. But the Rambam is not Mashmah way. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet says, Petach Mar is also bana achi yifte. The meis kaidim pidyon aisha arfu arezi yikavim neishu also bana. Af la acharei fasai hail v'loin yifte. Mamish, it's mamish mefurish the lashon in the Rambam that the petach gemara is asbana until the pinion, and if it dies or you erif it, it remains asbana because the ma'ase never had a pinion. You see, klar, it's the same, Mister Ana. There was a havamina that arifa should be mafkiyat like pinion, just like pinion's mafkiyat. So the havamina arifa should be mafkiyat. But the maskana is arifa is not mafkiyat, only pinion. And male the Isra no is because it doesn't have a pinion, as Ishtay Mefurish in the Rambam. So what do you do with the problem of Nasa Mitzvasei? Same Rabbi Chanan in Kaivit Shurim, Chelik Beis, Simen Chafalaf Zayin, he says the whole Yisrael of Nasa Mitzvasei is if it becomes a new Chayfetz, or by Kachim, where the Siba is gone. He says, the Mashal, let's say Chametz of Pesach, the Mevatel the Chametz, that's the Mitzvah, the Mevatel the Chametz. So why is it now it should be mutter bana? You did what you're supposed to do. You mevatel the chametz, so it should be nasa mitzvasei. So the Teretz says because there's many did a mitzvah with it. Still chametz of Pesach, shara niskel becomes asa bana by the Gemara din, and now you did the skila, so now it should become mutter bana. It was nasa mitzvasei. So no, it's still shara niskel. It's just by kachim where the pshat is really once the hektish has no. Seirich anymore in this, so that should be a heter. Teretz is, but Kedusha Eichan Holchu. It remains with the Issa because it was Asa before and there was never a matter. So then, Asa Mitzvasa is a matter. Who had been by Kol Nisraf and Afra Mutter, the Pshaz is not really the same Chavitz anymore. It's ashes, Navas. It should remain with this, with since it came from Issa or not, it should remain with the previous Issa. Then, Asa Mitzvasa is a matter. Mashen Kane, Petach Hamar, it's still a Petach Hamar. Vayis says the Havman would be that just like after the Padiyah, it's no longer a Petach Hamar. It's Mafkia the same Petach Hamar, the Padiyah. So Mel, it's Mutamana, so who would then? The Reef also, it's Ais Petach Hamar. It's Mafkia, it should be Mafkia the same Petach Hamar. But the Maskana that it's also the Pshad is it's still a Petach Hamar. If it's still a Petach Hamar, it's also Parshanel's Petach Hamar. It's not Chayach, Nasa Mitzvasa. Nasa Mitzvasa is only when the Etzim Siba is gone, because the Chayfetz changed, or because the Siba doesn't apply anymore, like by Kachim. But if the Siba is still there, then Asa Mitzvasa can't be a Heta, thus Taina Rabbi Chanan. Now the Gemara brought the Braisa that said, Asa Ba'ana Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Matter. And the Gemara says that maybe that's talking about Mechayim, but then later in the Braisa it says, Asa B'Gizav Avayda Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Matter. So the Gemara says, Veishiv is safe in Mechayim. Gemara wanted Matcha the Raya that the coin to Reb Shimon, La'ach Harifa, it's Mutter, the La'olam will say that La'ach Harifa is Asr. So what are the two Machlaikas in? They're both Mechayim. But the Veish is talking about Anas Domav, and the Seif is talking about Anas Gufay. Gizav Avayd is Anas Gufay, and the Veish is talking about selling it, and that's Anas Domav. So Lagame Anaz Damav, first of all, the Rosh says a Chiddush that the Isra of Anaz Damav is dafk if you sell the part that has to be nifted with a set, the part that's worth the value of a set. But if you sell the Baini Baini, there's no Isra. And Lechatchili, you're allowed to sell it. And the Gemara says the same thing Lagabi Kedushin. The Gemara says, Kasha, how come when you're Mekadosh with the Petach Hamar, it's not Mekadeshes? Why shouldn't it be Mekadeshes with the Baini Baini, with the amount that the Petach Hamar is worth more than a set? So the Gemara only answered that either we're talking about after Arifa, or if we're talking about Mechayim, the Pshat is that it's only worth a shekel, and it goes like the Man Yomba that you'd have to use a set worth a shekel, and Mimel, there is no Baini Baini. But otherwise, you can Mekanish an Isha with the Petach Hamar, because she gets something from it. When she gets a Petach Hamar, even though it's Asa Bano, but she could be paid it, and then she'll have whatever's left. So Zok Dirosh, that you're allowed to sell. You're allowed to sell whatever's left, you're allowed to sell the Baini Baini. The Paiskam Amadayik from the Ram. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram is mashman, you're not allowed to sell it altogether. Kovidip Shad is if there's an Isser Anah. So Stam, even though you have that Shavius in the Chamor, you own that, the Menela, if you're Mekadesh and Isha, but the Ev is Mekadesh, because he gave her a Shavius. But there is an Isla Chetchila to have Anah, so selling it, even selling the Shavish that you have, is called having Anah from the Chamar, and that's Asr. Hazai Kem Mezagin. But the Rosh doesn't hold that way. The Rosh Paskins, the whole Isser is dafka selling the whole chamar. But if you only sell your bialis in the chamar, the beini, like the gemara calls it, the part that's worth more than the pinion, that you're allowed to sell. So that's one shaila, machlokes Rosh and Rambam, and the Rosh holds the isur no is only in the part which has to go to the kain, the part which is keneged what you'd have to be paid, that you're not allowed to sell, because that belongs to the kain, that doesn't belong to you, that there's an isur to sell. Mashengin, the part that belongs to you, you're allowed to sell, and the Rambam is mashma, no. The Baal Dechavar is asu banoi, you can't sell it against it, even the part that you get, even the part that be'etzim, you could be matter it al yidei pidyon and you'll have it for yourself. And then there's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. And the Rambam says, Perek Yubayz Lachat Dalet, Petach Amar Asur Banat Shiyifta, V'macha Kaidim Pidyon Domav Asur. The Rambam is saying that the value of the Petach Amar after you sell it is also Asur. You're not only use the money after you sell it also. And could be the Rosh is masking to that. Now the Rosh holds, dafka, if you sell the part that you'd have to give to the kain, that is asur, and that money you wouldn't be allowed to use. But the part that's yours, the part that's worth more than what you'd have to be paid, that you're allowed to sell a chachila, and that, of course, that money would not be asur. But the Ravid argues on what the Rambam says, dama vasurim. The Ravid says, if you sell it, have a good idea. This din is you're allowed to be paid the b'shavi, we'll get to that a little bit later. So you could take that money and give it to the kain, and let that be the pinyon. He says, because it's not taifus is domov. And the ikka kash of the Ravid is that we only find the din of taifus is domov by avodah zarah and by shvius. Those are the only two isurah I know that's taifus is domov. It's moving that way in Kedushin, after Nzayanim and Beis. All other isurah I know, the money doesn't become asabana. So how could you say by petach hamar the money becomes asabana? The May Isuri Ano is not Asur. And the two kashas really. One is that there's a klal that Isuri Ano is not Tevis the Mayim because only Avedah Zarah and Shvius is Tevis the Mayim, but nothing else is Tevis the Mayim. And the second is that the Mishnah that says when Mekadesh Bepetach Amar is Einim Mekadeshis, that same Mishnah says Machron Vekidesh B'demayim is Mekadeshis. It says the Gabi, all these Surah Ano, which include Petach Amar, that if you sell them and you Mekadesh an Isha with the money, then she is Mekadesh. So you see clearly that the money is not Asur Bahano. So what's Pshat in the Rambam that says that the money is Asur Bahano? So then this is the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Ravid, what do you mean? What are you asking on the Rambam? The Gemara says Hano Azdomav. You should ask on the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's an Isra Hano Azdomav. But the Achreinim Amazber, and the Ravid would learn that stam, there's an issa to sell it. There's an issa to sell. That's what it means, anah zdamav. One is an issa to have anah from the guf, and one is an issa to sell. That's what it means. Issa l'chatchila to sell. But the Rambam istama holds that if that's what the Gemara meant, what's a chiddush? What do you need two cases for? Only sira anah are also to sell. The Gemara learns out that had he known avela's mutav anah, because it says, oy mechar l'nachri. So you see, you could sell it. Vice this, and Isser Ano, be'etzim in Allah to sell. So what's the chiddush of Ano's Domav? That's where the Rambam understood the Gemara, that the Domav become Asur b'di'evit. But what's Takib Shad? Ay, Isser Ano, not Taifus Domav. Where are we getting that Petach Amar is Taifus Domav? So, a lot of Achreinim speak about to be miyashiv the kasha on the Rambam, there's really two kashas. One is that where do you find the surah being taifas damav? Why should this be an exception? And the second kasha is the Mishnah that says all the cases of surah anah, zeinim mekadeshes, arla klayakarim v'chuli, and petach amar, that same Mishnah says, machar v'kiddush b'dmeim is mekadeshes. You see, it's not taifas damav. But be'ika, the achreinim are saying that this whole din, that the damav are asur, is dafka if you sell it mechayim. If you sell l'achar harifa, then avan is the same as other yisuri anah, and the damav don't become asur. But what's the chiluk? So like we said, we already said over from Rabbi Aaron was saying, stop, it's two different yisurim. The yisuri anah mechayim is one isur, which is learned there from the fact that you need padiyah, that's one isur. And the yisuri anah achar harifa is a tzveita isur, which is learned that from Egla Rufa. It's two separate yisurim. And b'kivega, in tshuva, kuf samach, he says, Karev Luzeh, he says, the pshat is, if the Isser could be nitfas in opinion, so Mela also could be nitfas in the Dhamma and make the Dhamma Masur also. came like Shvius, it's Tov as a Dhamma, because it's like a pinion. Now, shaking laughed after Arifa, where there's no longer a din pinion, so a male who a din, it won't be Taifus is Dhammav. And I Behuda in Yeridea, Kama, Simon Pedalid, he says as Svara that things aren't Taifus is Dhammav if there's no Eitzah. But here, there is an Eitzah, you could be paid it. Kolzman, you could be paid it, that'll be matter to Petachamar, and that'll be matter to Dhamma Musso. And even after you sold it, we'll see in the Sigil later, if you paid the pet the chamar shel chaver, it's also b'dyan yipadi. So you still could be paid it. So as long as you have the capability of being matter the money, on that it doesn't say the klal of teifus is damav. Since you have an eitzah to be matter the money, so there's no din of any teifus damav. It's only talking about isuri ano where there's no eitzah to be matter it. There it's not teifus is damav. Reb Aaron earlier in this year brings from the Marimi Prague. I assume he means b'dyanis and aibshitz. I just don't know what his makar is. And the Chazon Ish says the same svara, and the Stipla also, and the Kilus Yaakov is mechavan to the same svara. Another svara lechalek between Mechayim and Lacha Misa. And they say like this. They say the reason why Yisriya Noah is not Taifas is Dhamav, the Yishalmi says, it's Mavur from the Yishalmi, it's because it has no Dhamav. Be'etzim, if you would pay for Yisriya Noah, the money would taka become Asabana. Because it came from the Yisriya Noah, it's like Yidulim, it would be Asabana. But when someone pays for Yisur HaNoah, Yisur HaNoah has no Shavius. If Yisur HaNoah has no Shavius, so he's not considered paying for the Yisur HaNoah. It's Dam Gzeila. So Mimela, since the money is not a payment for the Yisur HaNoah, so it can't become Taifas. It can't become Taifas as Damav. So there, Petach Amar Mechayim is the one exception. Because even though it's Asa Ba'Noah, but he has the money in it because he could be matter it. So the Beini Beini is considered Mammon, like you see Mekana Shanisha with the Beini Beini. So even though all Yisuri HaNoah is not yours, you can't be Mekana Shanisha with it, it has no Din Mammon. So if you sell it, there's no Mechiri, it doesn't owe you any money for it. So Mimela, it's not Dmei Yisuri HaNoah. Mashenkin, Petach Hamar, even though it's Asur Ba'Noah, but there's still a Mammon because you still own the Beini Beini. So Mimela, Oibazai, the money that's paying from the Petach Hamar, that's Takah the Dmei Petach Hamar. And since that's Takah the Dmei Petach Hamar, so it would be Taifas is Dhamav. So this wouldn't stim like the Rosh that says that paying for the Beini Beini is Mutal Chatchila. You're going to have to say this is the Ram L'Shitasei, that since the Petach Hamar is Asbana, you can't sell any of it, even the part of the Beini Beini. But since you can't say that it's not a Mammon, because you could turn it into a Mammon, you can be paid it, so it's considered your Mammon, so male, the payment's considered your payment. That's why it's Taifas is Dhamav. So we have a lot of Shatim and Achrayim, why a Petach Hamar, and specifically a Petach Hamar Mechayim, could be Taifas is Dhamav, even though Yisur HaNoah can't be Taifas is Dhamav. Either the Pshat is, Mibalt, it's a Kachim, it's an Issur that comes because of the Pinyin. It's an Issur HaNoah which could be taken off by a Pinyin, so Mela could be Taifas is Dhamav to Asur Ba'Noah, or because it's an issue which you could be matter al yidei pidyon, and even the dumb of it could be matter al yidei pidyon. So b'chay gavna, there's no din of any typhus as dumb of, that's an ayid behuda. Or the pshat is that normally, it's not the dmei yisur HaNoah, you have no mammon, but here you have a mammon since you could be paid it. So male is called dmei yisur HaNoah, that's why it's typhus as dumb of. But it's still shver, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? And the Mishnah says, a mekadesh with all these things, including petach hamar, eina mekadeshes. But Machram v'kiddush b'dmeim is mekadeshes. So you see, from the Mishnah, it's not Taifas is Dhamav. So there, the Achrayim go through Cheshbonis, ain't come makom laharich. If you say that the Mishnah is talking about after Arifa, it's b'chol not shver, because after Arifa, the Rambam's maskim is not Taifas is Dhamav. Or if you say the Cheshbon, that the reason why it's not Taifas is Dhamav, the reason why it is Taifas is Dhamav is because it has a Shavius, so the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no Shavius, either after Arifa, where you can't be paid it, or the Gemara's kasha was tikdish to Beini Beini, the Gemara says, because it's only worth a shekel, there is no Beini Beini. So in the Mishnah's case, there happens not to be any Shavius, so there won't be Taifas is Dhamav. And Rabbi Kivega, and the Nagmida also say, Cheshbonis had to answer the Mishnah of Enka Makam Laich.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.